KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's cloudy and 16 degrees. We look for it to be partly cloudy to cloudy today. A chance of scattered flurries and a high of 29. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Trane home comfort specialist dealer. In the Western Iowa news, the Sioux City School Board is urging Congress to support immigrant students. The board voted Monday for a resolution that urged members of the U.S. House and Senate to adopt the Bridge Act. The measure would continue protections granted to young people under a program called Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, which is aimed at helping young people who arrived in this country as children. The Bridge Act would grant provisional protected presence status and impose restrictions on the sharing of information for immigrant enforcement. Last month, the Des Moines School Board decided that district will act as a sanctuary for students who entered the country without legal permission and will require that immigration inquiries go through the superintendent's office and the district's attorney. Clarinda Police Chief Keith Brothers says a car stolen from Clarinda over the weekend was recovered Sunday, partially submerged in the Nottoway River a few hundred yards south of the Lowhead Dam. The vehicle, a 2003 Chevy Cavalier, was stolen sometime late Friday night or early Saturday morning from in front of a residence in the 200 block of North 18th Street in Clarinda. The keys had been left in the ignition. When the car was found, it was on its top in the river. The incident remains under investigation by the Clarinda Police Department with help from the State Patrol. Chief Brothers said there is no reason to believe at this time that anyone was injured during the stolen vehicle's departure from the roadway until the time it entered the Nottoway River. The Page County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest early Sunday morning of 28-year-old Nathan Andrew Wilcoxon of Coyne. Wilcoxon was taken into custody on a felony warrant for theft, possession of stolen property. The charge stems from an investigation conducted by the Page County Sheriff's Office. Wilcoxon was unable to post a $5,000 bond and was being held in the Page County Jail. The Union County Sheriff's Office said yesterday an Arisbe resident reported Sunday that someone had entered his home and taken several items. Those items included two wallets, a cell phone, a purse, and the loss was estimated at $850. Elsewhere in state news, Governor Terry Branstad and Iowa Secretary of Agriculture Bill Northey announced 12 urban water quality demonstration projects have been selected to receive state funding.
Obviously, water quality is a very important issue in this state, and this announcement is the next step for the Iowa Water Quality Initiative, which is continuing the effort to improve the Iowa Nutrient Reduction Strategy.
Lieutenant Governor Kim Reynolds says the communities of Ankeny, Burlington, Cedar Falls, Cedar Rapids, Clive, Denison, Des Moines, Emmitsburg, Redland, Slater, Spencer, Urbandale, Windsor Heights, and Waterloo are participating.
The projects will focus on conservation measures that capture stormwater and allow it to be absorbed into the ground and reduce a property's contribution to water quality degradation, stream flows, and flooding.
Reynolds says the projects will each get some money.
The state will provide $820,840, and that will be matched by $1.18 million from other sources that will help support those projects.
The city of Denison received a grant award amounting to $73,560 for the installation of four bioretention cells and one permeable paver system in the downtown area as part of the project. The total project cost is $147,120. The retrofit demonstration project will offer multiple water quality benefits along with strong local support and community involvement in a highly visible area with the goal of using the project as an example for future community infrastructure projects. Ag Secretary Bill Northey said this is the third time that urban conservation projects have been funded through the Water Quality Initiative, and there are currently 22 active or completed urban demonstration projects across the state. He says they add to what's being done in rural areas.
We provided more than $30 million of support to demonstration projects and practice adoption in rural areas, and nearly $2.5 million in urban projects. Our approach in rural areas is to offer a statewide cost share to farmers interested in trying cover crops, strip-till, no-till, nitrification inhibitors.
Northey said the demonstration projects play a key role in developing ways to improve water quality.
The demonstration projects have helped us to identify gaps in the current state and federal programs, and it allowed us to be able to be more effective in driving adoption of these practices. It's also allowed us, as the Lieutenant Governor mentioned, to work with lots and lots of partners across the state.
Water quality has been a key issue in the state, with some groups saying the projects are taking too long. They also say the Iowa Water Quality Initiative that was established in 2013 hasn't come close to achieving its goal of a 45% reduction in nitrogen and phosphorus released into state waters. Governor Branstad says they are making progress.
First of all, we know this is a long-term problem that we need to address. And by having a growing source of funding, we think we can speed up the progress that's being made. We're pleased that there is progress being made. Obviously, we want to see more progress being made, and this long-term reliable source of funding will make it possible for us to do that.
Northey says the demonstration projects have laid the groundwork for continued water quality improvement.
What we've been doing is building the base, building the understanding, the skills, and now what we have in place is the understanding of where we would spend those next dollars as we make additional contributions, and how we would bring lots of other folks into this effort.
And Western Iowans who are looking forward to boating season should be able to get out onto the Missouri River in just a few weeks. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is preparing the basin's reservoirs for runoff season. Joel Nofsinski, a hydraulic engineer in the Corps' Omaha office, says almost all of the flood pool available is behind the six main stem dams.
On December 18th, the reservoir system storage reached 56.1 million acre feet, which is at the base of the annual flood control zone. This means that all the stored 2016 floodwaters have been evacuated from the system.
Nofsinski says they will soon start releasing water from Gavin's Point Dam for the downstream navigation season.
Releases from Gavin's Point are currently 17,000 cubic feet per second. Releases will be stepped up beginning at or around March 19th to provide flow support for the 2017 navigation season. The navigation season will open on April 1st at the mouth near St. Louis.
And he says the Corps is anticipating a full 8-month navigation season on the Missouri River.
Flows for this level of service are designed to provide a 9-foot deep navigation channel, with Gavin's Point releases expected to range from the upper 20,000 to the lower 30,000 cubic feet per second this summer, depending on downstream conditions, and that those releases will be reduced in response to downstream flooding if necessary.
Corps officials have said no spring flooding is anticipated. Also, there will not be a spring pulse for endangered species habitat this year, and runoff is expected to be about 115% of normal. In local news, the Atlantic City Council will meet in a regular session this Wednesday evening, tomorrow at City Hall, beginning at 5:30. Among the items on their agenda is action on an order to close 6th Street from Chestnut on west to the alley between Chestnut and Poplar on Thursdays from 4 until 7 p.m. for the purpose of holding produce in the park. The event, featuring locally grown produce, will take place every Thursday from June 1st through September 29th in the Atlantic City Park, weather permitting. The council will also act on approving the closing of an alley west of the Fireside Lounge on April 29th from 10 a.m. until 8 p.m. for their annual Shop with a Cop fundraiser. The business needs the alley to hold their Bags Cornhole Tournament to raise money for the program. Last year, the Fireside raised $6,500 for Shop with a Cop. The owners say they do not intend to prevent access to an adjacent property and only wish to stop traffic flow in the alley for the hours mentioned. In other business, the Atlantic City Council Wednesday evening will act on adopting a new personnel policy for city employees. The policy has been updated and received a thorough legal review. And as part of the city's efforts to remove and clean up blighted properties, the council is expected to act Wednesday on a resolution approving the purchase of two properties at 202 and 204 West 3rd Street near Fairway as part of the long-term goal to help redevelop that area. The city has negotiated a price for $5,000 for both properties that are assessed at $5,480. And the council will hold a public hearing on a revamped comprehensive zoning ordinance prior to acting on the first reading of the ordinance. A public hearing will also be held on amending provisions to the floodplain regulations in the Code of Ordinances in association with new floodplain maps. The ordinance must be updated by May 16th in order for the city to remain in the National Flood Insurance Program, which affects mortgages. The hearing will be followed by for the first reading of the ordinance. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.